I got pricked in heart the other day by the Holy Ghost. It was so good, though. It was so good. And now I know why this portion of scripture has really, really ministered to me. I dream it in my dreams. It goes through my spirit. And Paul said these words in the book of Philippians in prison. In prison. In actual prison, but his mind wasn't in prison. There's a big difference. In prison, because of the gospel, but in prison, he defended the gospel. Not by what he said, but how he lived. We're all called to defend the gospel. We think by what we say, really and truly, it's how we live. And he said this in Philippians 3. This is where I want to be. This is my heart's desire. I believe my ear has been to the doorpost. I believe Pastor Word, Pastor Brown loves the word revivalist. I agree with that. I love the word servant, the word doulos. Same common denominator. That just says what he uses the word revivalist. Gary uses the word revivalist. Everybody does, and I do too. But I like the word servant, the word doulos, a voluntary slave. Voluntary. Through all the praying, I don't work, so I get to stay home and just fellowship with Christ. And this verse is this portion of scripture. This is where I want to be. I think I'm headed there, but I want this more than anything in the world. Where Paul says, I count all things but dung, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. New King James. Not having my own righteousness, which is from the law. But that was through faith in Christ. The righteousness which is from God through faith. Listen to this. I count all things but dung, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Not having my own righteousness, which is from the law. But that was through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God through faith, that I may know him. That I may know him. Amen. Revival, kingdom, same common denominator. Say, I count all things but dung, that I may know him. The word know is a verb. To know him in a progressive manner, to reach for him with all that I got. And that verse has been ringing in me, in my spirit. And I know why. I know why now. Because I cried about 2 weeks ago. I think Gary cried as much as I do. Teaching number 18, he cried a lot. He had me crying. And I forgot. I forgot. And I hope we're all humbled by this. Because I struggled with it. Yes, I am called to be minister of God. I believe that with all my heart. But I forgot that my quiet times with Christ, not were to teach Christ, but that my quiet times with Christ were to be taught of Christ. We forget that sometimes. Yeah, he's called me to preach the gospel. Yeah, he has. But he's calling me first to be ministered by him every day and be taught for his glory. Yes. Amen. To be taught by Christ. Yes. that day I told my wife, how can I serve you better? How can I serve you better? What can I do? When I sit there the last 2 weeks, I've been in two books, the book of Proverbs and the book of James, being taught by the Holy Spirit, me being corrected, me being edified by God's word. I'm called to be taught. And if I teach out of being taught, then that's kingdom. I don't lock up anymore to teach. I lock up to be taught. And if I teach out of being taught, that's kingdom. Why do you want to be taught? Why do you want to teach? Why do you want to do this and that? Is it for His glory? Or is it to be heard? See, I count all things but dung that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God by faith, that I may know Him. When we know Him, guess what's dispensed out of our spirit? Kingdom is dispensed by the Holy Spirit. Because we come to the conclusion that what I want in life cannot matter. Mortification is taking place in my life. I don't have the right to live and go as I will from this church. I can't go and come as I will. Not, yes, I'm subservient to Pastor Bronk and Miss Kenny, but I'm subservient to Him. To Him. And if I'm subservient to Him, I'll be subservient to them. If I'm not subservient to them, to Him, I won't be subservient to them. You can't have that without that. If I'm subservient to them, it's because I'm subservient to Him. I don't have the right to go and come as I will. Neither do I want to go and come. I need a week here, a week there. No, that's not in me. I can preach at other churches. I turned down a 2-day meeting. I told Pastor Brock, I'll preach at my church if I do. For how long? I don't know. In other words, I don't know how long it'll be before I go out again. But that's just not in me right now. When my number's called upon, I will be ready in the spirit. If not, I'll sit there for 6 more months and hear the gospel of the kingdom. But I want to count all things but dung that I may know Him in a progressive manner. That I will count all things but dung, Lord. Give me the grace, Father, to be as they that love not their life to the death. Give me that grace, Father. Give me that grace to dispense kingdom out of my spirit by the power of the Holy Spirit. Not me dispense it. He's dispensing it to me because it's in me. Kingdom to be dispensed out of a yielded soul that I may know Him. If I know Him the way Christ knew Him, kingdom would be dispensed out of my spirit. That's what I want. I sat there today just being taught by Him. Just being taught by Him. So excited as I'm correcting me, edifying me, teaching me, edifying me, rebuking me, showing me my error, showing me stuff. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I receive it, Father. Thank you for that correction. I take it with all my heart. often said this in the past, and I was so wrong. I had to say it, honey. I had to vent. I had to get that off my chest. Well, you know what? Proverbs says you're a fool if that's your disposition. If I got to vent, if I had to say it, Proverbs says you're a fool. He said a fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them in. Proverbs says a fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them in. Proverbs says a man that does not rule his spirit is like a city broken down, having no walls. Thank you, Lord, for all your correction these last 2 weeks. Thank you that I've been in error. Thank you for your correction. Thank you for your word, Father, that is pure. It's a shield to all those who trust in you, Lord. A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them in. He that does not rule his spirit, like a city broken down, having no walls. You're free game for the enemy. Proverbs has been rocking my world. He's been teaching me, correcting me. I thought at first, Pastor Brown, I said, wow. Proverbs has sure showed me a lot of tendencies in people. Oh, I see that. That Proverbs 8, that's this person. Oh, I see it in him. I see him clearly. Then I stopped. And I shook my head and said, what are you saying, man? What you see in Proverbs, it's deficiencies in you. You're doing these things. They might be too, but so are you. And I would cry, thank you for that text. Thank you for that passage, Father. Thank you for your correction, Father. I will not be a city broken down, having no walls, Lord. I will not be a fool. I will not be a fool. And if I slip up, Father, I'll go before the blood and ask you to cleanse me, Father. I count all things but dung, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness which is from God through faith, that I may know him. If I know him, kingdom will be dispensed out of my spirit. And the blind will see, the lame will walk, etc. Why? Because I'm dying to self, letting Christ reign inside of me. That's what I want. Doulos, revivalist, a servant, same common denominator, has no rights. And if I do have rights, I want them mortified. I don't want rights. I don't want to preach anywhere right now. I don't want to go anywhere right now. I want to sit down outside on my swing and to be taught by the master. That's what I want. That I may know him. If I know him, kingdom revival will be dispensed out of my spirit by the Holy Ghost. It will be. And I'm blessed because my wife with me side by side. Side by side. She knows I'll be in that room or I'll be on that swing. In the voice of Gary Carpenter, I'll be backing up the bread truck. Yeah, preach. Amen. I'm so glad that we preach the gospel and its originality. I'm so glad. We preach the gospel of the kingdom in context. Amen. I'm about done exhorting that. I want to get in some line upon line, I think. Paul said, the things that happened to me happened not rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. In prison, he said this. The gospel has been advanced. But Paul, you're in prison. How can you advance the gospel? Because I'm in prison physically, but not mentally. He said, I'm called for the defense of the gospel. I'm in prison because of the gospel, but in prison, I would defend the gospel by the way that I live. I'll preach it, but I'll live what I'm taught. And if I live what I'm taught, that's the best teacher in the world. I'm going to say this before I start teaching. That's why I respect Miss Candy so much. What you see with her, that's what you get. You never hear her complain. You never hear her talk about anybody. You see a Proverbs 31 woman in Miss Candy. Proverbs 31. So I do believe my ear has been nailed to the doorpost. I do believe that more mortification has to take place in my life. I can say this with clarity, with honesty. Nothing immoral. After 30 years, you figured it'd be gone. But just pride, self-seeking, stuff like that. But it's on its way out. It's on its way out. Amen. You can go ahead and ease off, Robert, if you want. If you want, go and rest your hands if you want to. Well, he eased off, didn't he? Hallelujah. Turn me to the book of James, please. James chapter 1. I hear Rex in the back. I know Rex loves the book of James. I'm going to touch on James a little bit. I think the first 4 or 5 verses, I think we can all relate to the book of James. To me, it's a complex book. It's hard to understand sometimes, but I spent the last 2 weeks in James, that and in Proverbs. And I've been real edified by it, really, really taught by it. I just want to be taught, man. Yes. I just want to be taught. And if I'm able to teach out of what I'm taught, then that's kingdom, man. I'll dispense kingdom out of my spirit through the power of the Holy Ghost. James, the half-brother of Christ, said this. James chapter 1, verse 1 through 4, for right now. I believe if you ask a question about an epistle, I believe the answer could be broad and found in other epistles. I think you'll agree with that, won't you? You can ask a question about one epistle, and another epistle will answer that same question, but in different words. But I know the answer to a question lies in that book somewhere. It lies in there, black and white, in the book of James. James says this, James, New King James, a bond servant of God, the word servant, the word doulos, the word revivalist, a man that's a voluntary slave, a man that has allowed his ear to be pierced through at the doorpost. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are scattered abroad, my brethren, greetings. This is what he said. James is writing to dispersed Jews. They're scattered abroad. Greetings, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall, you can get into various trials. Count it all joy when you fall into various, knowing that the testing, New King James, of your faith works patience. But let patience, he said, count all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, King James, or various temptations, New King James, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith produces patience. The trying of your faith produces patience. Did they know what he said? But let patience have its perfect work, even be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. This is what it said. Count it all joy when you fall, Pastor Bronk, Anna, Vladi, Homer, Rex. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or various trials, knowing this, that the testing of your faith produces patience. Notice what he said though. But let, it produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work. Even be perfect and complete, wanting nothing. Well, how in the world do I let patience have its perfect work? How? The word patience, the word hufamone. Dummy terms. Could be interpreted as this. No matter what comes at me, I don't succumb to the trial or the affliction. That's patience. There's consistency in my life. I do not deviate from the word of God. Mark 4, Luke 8, Matthew 13, the parable of the sower. I do not deviate, no matter what I face, no matter what I hear, no matter what I have, no matter what I don't have, I do not deviate from the word of God. I do not deviate from my faith in the Christ. You count it all joy when you fall. You will fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, knowing what? That the trying of your faith, King James says, works patience. New King James says, produces patience. Your faith is tried. He said, don't worry about it, Marty. The trying of your faith, it produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work. It may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Patience, hufamone. No matter what comes at you, for the faith of God, for your faith in Christ, don't stop obeying the word. Hufamone, the force of consistency. You're to be steadfast. Look, self-seeking cannot exist in the kingdom. If you are self-seeking, you will deviate from your faith in the kingdom. Not your righteousness, but you will go astray into the immoral woman. You will listen to a lie and obey it if you're self-centered, if you're self-seeking. Because they did it. I didn't deserve it. I was a good wife. I was a good husband. No. That's self-seeking. I was a good business partner. They laid me off of work. No, so what? You're to count it all joy. I was a great husband. I was a great wife. Okay, you still are. You know, the greatest form of not being self-seeking is Christ marred more than any man. Hung on a cross, went to hell, rose up, yet on Calvary, he did one more person home to be with him. Surely you'll be with me in paradise. You're talking about not being self-seeking. The Lamb of God, perfection in the flesh, dying on the cross as a sinner. He didn't consider himself to be a victim. He took one more home with him. Because why? There was no self-seeking in his heart. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Knowing this, knowing what? That the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience, well, how do I let patience have its perfect work? I do not deviate from the word of God. I receive God's word in a good and noble heart, and I bring forth fruit with patience. Some 30-fold, some 60, some 100, consistency. I do not, no matter how much it hurts, no matter how much pressure I have here, no matter what I face, I count it all joy. I hang on to the Lamb of God and his sayings. I hold fast to the word of God. I stand my ground in the word of God, regardless of what I hear, feel, or comes at me, trial, tribulation. It doesn't matter. I do not let go of the word of God. After all, James said, I'm a bondservant. I'm a doulos. I'm a revivalist. My ear has been slammed on the door jamb. I am a servant. I am a voluntary slave. I count it all joy. I will not be a roller coaster. My yea will be yea. I will obey the Lamb of God till I die.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Count it all joy when you fall into different kind of temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have its perfect work. How can I let patience have its perfect work in the context of the letter? How? Now, there's a broad answer to that. But I want to see the black and white in James that tells me how I can let patience have its perfect work. That may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. How can I let patience who fumble have its perfect work? How? Per context, per the book of James, where's the answer at? Count it all joy, Rex, when you fall into different kind of temptations, knowing this, at the trying of your faith, Rex, it works patience, but let patience have its perfect work. It may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. How can it have its perfect work in my life? Don't deviate, Pastor Bronk. Don't deviate.
Yes, sir.
Don't deviate, Homer. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith, Homer, produces hufamone. But let hufamone, Homer, have its perfect work. How can I let patience hufamone have its perfect work? First of all, there can be no self-centered. There can be no self-seeking. Because if you're self-seeking, it will not have its perfect work. It will not. Because you will always be a victim. There are no victims in the kingdom of God. I don't care what you say to me. I don't care what you do. If my wife leaves me tomorrow, I am not a victim. If Pastor Brown fires me tomorrow from the church, I am not a victim. Self-seeking, James 3, is a terrible thing to walk in. Well, I deserve this. I deserve that. No, 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 no. That's self-seeking.
Yes.
Pastor Brock, let me preach. No, no, no. That's self-seeking. It's an honor that Pastor Brock tells me, whenever you got something, let me know. The last two times I thought I had something, I came back, called him back on the phone. No, I don't. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. No, I don't have nothing. Vladi, count it all joy, Vladi, when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, the trying of your faith, Vladi, it works hufamene. But let hufamene have its perfect work. You may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. How can hufamene have its perfect work? Well, let's see. I said to you, you can answer that question reading several other epistles. It's a broad answer. But James gave us the precise answer to why I can count all joy. Count it all joy, homie, when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, knowing what? The trying of your faith, Homer, produces patience, hufamene, the force of consistency. You learn to be steadfast, but let hufamene have its perfect work. What is the perfect work that patience brings? Or how can I be perfect with patience? James answered that question. James chapter 1, verse 25. But whoso looks into what? The what? Whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty. What did he say? Chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. That your patience. James, I mean, count it all joy when you fall in diverse, knowing the trying of your faith, workspace, and let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. Well, then how can I walk in a mature, perfect manner before God? By obeying that which is perfect. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues, he being not a forgiver here, but a doer of the work. This man will bless him when he does. Law of liberty. Well, it is the law of liberty. It is Christ in you. Yes. Whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty. In diverse temptation, I check my spirit. I check my heart. The answer is there. Dave Robertson nailed it. We sin, we go astray because we choose to. There's outlet and spiritual answer inside of it. If you're born again, the answer is there. He said, but whoso looks into the perfect, perfect law of liberty and abides in it, this man, and is not a hearer, but a doer of the work. Notice he said, the law of liberty. He said, but whoso looks into the law of liberty and continues, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. So what do we hear out of our spirit? The what? And the what? Say it. The word. We hear the word. But notice what he said. We're looking inside our spirit. Gary says it best. If you obey your conscience, you obey the voice of your king. Know what he said here. But whoso looks into the perfect, or Christ in you, the perfect law of liberty, and abides in it, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the what? Word. I think we're looking for word. He said, if you do what you hear, it becomes a what? A work. When you obey God's word, you didn't just hear it. You did it. And that's the work. That is faith. James chapter 2. He said, but whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, when in diverse temptation, whatever you face, look into the law of love, look into the engrafted word, and you'll be blessed in what you do. Like Gary says, the kingdom operates the way the king says it does. He doesn't bless logic. He doesn't bless feelings. He blesses a man or woman that looks into his heart and obeys the law of liberty. Yes. He said, if you hear it and you do it, it becomes a work. It becomes a work. You'll be blessed in your deed. When? In diverse temptation. There is no self-seeking in the kingdom of God. If there's self-seeking, you will not obey the law of liberty. You will not obey it. Self-seeking will kick our butts, man. It will make a lot of sense. I didn't obey it because Vladdy did this to me. My wife did this to me. Miss Candy was rude to me. So what? Quit testifying that we're self-seeking. Do it. I don't care. But he who looks into the perfect law. If I look into the perfect law of liberty, no matter what I go through, no matter what I go through, big dog, count it all joy. Why? Why? Because there's freedom inside of you. The word is implanted in your being, man. Actually, the Greek says, but he who looks into the law of liberty, or the law that brings liberty. Born again brought liberty. But we continue obeying the word of God. Liberty continues. Count it all joy, Marcia, when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, knowing what the trying of your faith, it works hufamani, but let hufamani have its perfect work. How do I let patience have its perfect work? Because I obey that which is perfect, the perfect law of liberty. Christ in me. You said it, so what? Say it again. There's a place in Christ where self-seeking has no existence. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues, or the word, or abides in it, he's not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. So we're talking about the word. Yeah, the word obey turned into a work. That's the work that we do. We obey God's word under crazy circumstances. Yes. In trial, in affliction, in person, it doesn't matter. The word's implanted in our spirit. And you'll be blessed in your deed. Why? Because in the voice of Gary Carpenter, the kingdom operates the way the king says it does. Yes. And no other way. We shouldn't fail. We should not fail in our walk with Christ. And if we do, 1 John verse 9. Confess our sin, and we're cleansed. But he who looks into the perfect, the word of God inside of you is not 30-fold, man. It's not 40. It's 100%. It's holy and undefiled. You might not want to obey it, because you might seem like a wimp if you obey it, considering the circumstance. Let me be a wimp. Amen. To obey the Christ. Let me be a wimp. Let me be taught tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock when I drink my coffee. Let me be rebuked and corrected again more tomorrow. Yes. Now I know why Proverbs has hit the spot. A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds him in. Proverbs has rocked my world, man. And Gary's so right. But who so looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues, he be not a forgetful here, but a doer of the work, especially blessing his deeds. Do you know, I think everybody in here has a righteous walk with God. I really do. I think the Wednesday night crowd is second to none. Not that we're any better. I just think, I got to watch how I say it. I just think you're real hungry. You're real hungry. I believe it with all my heart. You're hungry. saying that the kingdom only operates how the king says it does. And Proverbs has been rocking my world, correcting me in so many areas. Tendencies I thought I was seeing in the body of Christ, Pastor Brown, were tendencies I was seeing in myself. Proverbs says, he that is hasty in his words, there is more hope for a fool than for him. You can talk yourself. You can be, I was saying, I believe everybody in here is righteous. I believe we got some good, hungry people in this church. I really do. Every one of you. But you know, even in righteousness, you can talk yourself out of walking righteously, not losing your righteous nature. But you can talk yourself out of walking righteously in whatever you go through. Gary is so right. Abraham, James 2. He's told, go and offer your son as a burnt offering. 3 days he journeyed to Mount Moriah. 3 days he put the wood on the son's back, had fire and a knife as he walked for 3 days to Mount Moriah to offer his son up as a burnt offering. You think something might have came and whispered to him for 3 days? 3 days. Did you think there might have been a whisper in his ear once or twice as he laid the wood on his son's back? Isaac had a knife and fire in the other hand and went to Mount Moriah, and there he saw the place. God said, that's it. That's where you're going to burn your son and kill. That's where you're going to kill him and burn. That's the place. He had 3 days to talk himself out of doing God's word. 3 days. But you read Genesis 22, not one time did he contradict what God told him to do. Not one time do you see a complaint in Genesis 22 about him taking his son to Mount Moriah. There it is, Abraham. That's the place where you're going to kill your son and offer him up as a burnt offering. Not one complaint. Ladies and gentlemen, he didn't let the immoral woman talk him out of something so. He all but killed his son in his heart. He all but did. 3 days, there must have been whispers in his ear. Oh, you're God. You're God. Yet nothing's recorded. A one complaint in him. Faith by itself, James 2, is dead. You know what completes faith? James 2, like the James 1, you know what completes faith? Works. What's work? You look into the law of liberty, you hear it. You do it, that's the work in our life that fulfills faith. That's when faith comes to its sum total. Faith without works is dead. So faith with works is alive. I can count all joy in diverse temptation. Why? Because I'm going to hear and do what I know is right. That is faith. I will not succumb to the accusation. I will not succumb to the I won't succumb to nothing. That's faith. Yes. With works. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I'm looking for. Yes. Good story. That's faith with works. When I look into the law of liberty and I continue in it, I'm not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. What deed? In diverse temptation. I can count all joy because I'm going to hear and do. And in that diverse temptation, I'm going to come out exalted. May not be today. May not be tomorrow, but I will hear and do. Look into the law of liberty, and I will make it out of that diverse temptation. I will make it, and I can count it all joy because I looked into the law of liberty. Christ in me. Christ in me. I obeyed. Like Gary says, you obey the voice of your conscience. You obey the voice of your king. The kingdom works just like the king says that it works. Count it all joy. Why? Because the word is engrafted, implanted inside of you. Look within yourself. You'll make it. You're guaranteed to make it. Yes. Why? Because James says so. There's bitter envy and strife in your heart. Glory not. This wisdom is not from above, but essential. Devilish, demonic. A spring cannot bear fresh water and bitter. We repent of double-mindedness. We purify our hearts. We lament, we weep, and we mourn. We let our laughter be turned into heaviness and our joy to gloom. We repent. Fresh water comes out of our spirit, not bitter. The first step is repentance. Then you sit in his presence. Just be taught of him. Don't worry about teaching it or being heard. Just be taught it. And if you can teach out of what you're taught, that's kingdom. Purge my heart, O God, by your word. Purge my heart. Purge my heart, O Lord. The Lord, Proverbs says, Lord, if I don't rule my spirit, I'm like a city broken down, having no walls. Lord, if I don't rule my tongue, I'm a fool. Because a fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds him in. Faith without works is dead. Be born again, hear, and not do. The Bible says speak. It doesn't say just do. It says speak and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one that show no mercy, and mercy triumphs over judgment. We not only do God's word, we speak it. And when everything opposes us, I don't feel healed all the time. What does that got to do with God's word? But contrasting, whoso looks into the law of liberty and abides in what he hears, he's not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. The word heard, the word done, is a work. We work his word by obeying it. We'll be blessed in our deed. What deed? In diverse temptation. Yes. That's why I can count it all joy. When things come out of my mind, I just look within. Yeah, I've said things I shouldn't have said when I go through rough times. Yes, I'm not hypocritical. Then I catch myself. Forgive me, Lord, for that. But you know what? Those forgive me, Lords, are becoming very minimal. Less and less all the time. Because I'm learning to shut my mouth. Proverbs is teaching me that. He that is hasty in his words, there's more hope for a fool than for him. The only thing that fixes us, and I'm winding down already. What time is it, anybody? What is it? Okay. And then it fixes us is our quiet time with Christ. It fixes. I can't fix your church attendance. I can't fix it. I tried for years. Can't fix it. Christ. Backing up the bread truck to the dock will fix your church attendance. Backing your truck up to the dock will fix your attitude. It's fixing mine. Backing up your truck to the dock, your bread truck, will make you a better husband. We sit down in His presence and we're taught by the Holy Ghost. I can count it all joy when I fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, knowing what, James? The trying of your faith, it works patience. But let patience, how do I let it? By obeying that which is perfect. What's perfect? The law of liberty. Christ in us. What Paul say? For to me, to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ in prison. Amen. These last words. But whoso looks into the law of liberty, the implanted word, Christ in me, or the law that brings liberty, and continues in what he hears, this man will be blessed in his deed. What deed? In diverse temptation. I am privileged to an extent. Now, Pastor Brunk is the best friend that I never hang around with. He really is, but we talk. I can share my heart with him. Because I know I'm not going to get a Band-Aid. I'm going to get Dig Deep Boy. And I'm not looking for a Band-Aid. I like talking to him. I love talking to you more. I was said about Miss Candy, really, I was just playing. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it at all. But in all that we go through, not just in diverse temptation, in our everyday walk with Christ, but whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and abides in it, New King James, he being not a forgetful hearer of what? The implanted word. But a doer of the work. The word implanted, I heard it and did it. He called it a work. Why? Because I did it. That's faith. That's faith with works. When I do what I hear according to Christ in me. That's the faith that pleases God. Not just believing in God. If you believe in God, you'll keep his word. That's a correction God has been bringing to me these last couple of weeks. To sit in those quiet times and to be taught by the Master as a minister of God. That's what he's been showing. I can quote a lot of Proverbs for you, but you know what? It would be an absolute pride. But if I quote what he's telling me to quote, then that's kingdom. That's kingdom. That I may know him. And if I know him, revival, kingdom would be dispensed out of our spirit by the Holy Spirit. Yes, amen. Amen. Big dog, thank you.
Hallelujah. Wow. It's so good. So just perfect. Absolutely perfect. Thanks, Homer. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You deserve one, buddy. You absolutely deserve one. Hallelujah. Let's just stand. We worship you, Jesus. He said, for those of you watching, he said, I want a raise. Kidding. Yeah. Just kidding. He doesn't. He just gets very little anyway. Needs more. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just thank you. Would you just receive this with me? Lord, I'm just listening. As I was listening, I'm just hearing so many places in my own life and correction, Lord. So we just thank you. We just thank you, Lord, for this perfect word sent by the Holy Spirit through your servant tonight. We receive it all, Father. Give us grace to walk in it and give us grace to allow your Spirit to bring all this together and humble ourselves. We humble ourselves, Lord. We receive it. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much, Homer. It's so wonderful. God bless everyone. We'll see you on Sunday. Amen.